Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you and Jan Wall, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. First of all, Jan, the film critic, our good buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I've so much to tell you about, but that's okay. We got wonderful guests.
Yes, let's get right to it. We are quite happy to welcome performer Carly Ozard. She's here to talk about her show at Martuni's on the 29th. That's over there on Valencia Street. And Carly, welcome to the show. I remember going to Martuni's about 20 years ago and singing at the piano bar. It's a lot of fun, and it's good to see that it's still going, huh?
Oh my gosh, it's one of the best establishments in San Francisco. I have friends in New York and Texas who like always come in, and they always have to go there every time. And we love Skip, the owner, and it's great that it's still going.
Oh, Carly, I've heard you sing. This is Jan Wall. You are amazing. You know, you have kind of a combination of belting it out, but also this very strong, pleasant, but really powerful voice. What the heck? How did you get that?
Well,
did that start?
I still don't know. By the way, I have a pink French bulldog, and she says hi to you. She spent time on the couch with you at the Academy, my little dog. She sends her love to you.
Oh, I love dogs. You know, dogs are the meaning of life, man.
Yep.
Great. Yeah.
So I've always sung, and I've always been able to sing, and I've always had a really loud voice, and it's always been, you know, something that's been discussed or something that people know about me is that I have a very loud singing voice. The good news is I've fallen in love with so many genres of music that I got to explore. You know, it does not have to be loud all the time, you know, but
I know you're very dramatic. I mean, do you love musical comedy?
I love musical comedy. I love musical theater, and I love easy listening songs, and I love rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole gamut.
Now, Carly, go ahead, Jan.
Well, I heard her sing "Some People" from Gypsy, and I died. She was so great. Some people sit on their butts. Oh God, you just nail it, girl.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to ask, Carly, because we're saying she and her. Are we right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm she, her, they. It doesn't matter. Non-binary really was just, like, a relief word that when it came along, I was like, that's exactly what I am. Wow, there's a word for it. And that was sort of it. She, they, them, her, all good.
Great.
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
You're not related to Eddie Izzard, right?
No, I wish. Oh my God, that would be
so
cool.
Right? Isn't he a genius?
Yeah, she's an Ozard.
My ancestry results though are like 90% like UK, like England. So maybe I am related.
Maybe
to
Eddie.
You never know.
Uh-huh.
So special.
Yeah, what's it like, you know, making it in your field? I mean, it's a kind of challenging thing, right? Since COVID and all that, how do you find gigs? Do you have an agent and all that?
The industry is ever-changing, and the internet is constantly bringing us new ways to get our material and ourselves out in the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's also like an emphasis on you know, things you got to do in the industry to do the thing you really love, and that sometimes is really complicated. And basically, I do not have an agent right now, but I have a really incredible community in San Francisco, mainly the Castro District and Martuni's. And it's just sort of like I've known these drag queens forever, and so they put me in a lot of their things. And then I get seen, and then I'll get hired from things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I also audition sometimes for musicals, and do and then I write original music, and I write electric dance music, and I put it out on a label, and their distribution is through Warner Brothers.
Yeah, you have a good website too.
Oh, thank you. And so it's like I'm all about original music and bringing new work into the light, And of course, which includes covers and things like that too, because you know, so there's some covers that are so fantastic you want to include them in your work. And so, I mean, it's hard, but I don't know. There's something about finding the community that you're surrounded by, and
right.
just letting them know, let them know that you're there for them. Like, hey, I'll sing for whatever you need, like benefit, medical bills, whatever
right.
it is, like you're raising money for. Just like tell
new
people that
fair,
you're.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the new Vanity Fair this month, Elizabeth Taylor says, without the gay and lesbian community, there would be no culture, there'd be no Hollywood.
Right.
I mean,
right.
that community is so, you know, powerfully loving and you know, and supports show business.
Yeah, and I think it's about showing up for the community or the demographic
mm-hmm.
that you know, want to be part of, or that you think your
mm-hmm.
music or your... you're right for, right? And just saying, hey, I'm available for you. And that should work.
Tell us about your special guest, Joan.
Oh my gosh, have you heard of her? She is cray. So, like, basically, have you seen, like, Legally Blonde?
Yes.
You know the character Elle Woods?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Joan's kind of got that energy going on. So she's a drag queen, and she's played by a really terrific actor who I've done musicals with, named Caleb Haven Draper. And so I was thrilled when I heard that Caleb was working on a drag persona, because that's a really smart move. So Joan is sassy, fiery, a major Broadway belter. Like, she wants to play all the Broadway belter roles all at the same time. So... have you ever seen one of those musical theater kids that's, like, starry-eyed and, like, you know, thinks they're going to be on Broadway in 5 seconds? That's
sure.
kind of what,
yeah.
what she embodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that girl that just got off the bus to audition.
Oh, 42nd Street, yeah.
That whole thing, that's kind of her...
And they all want to do Call Me Madam, and they want to do Gentlemen with Blondes, and
all the great
shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all of her song selections are, like, insane Broadway belting numbers, and I
mm-hmm.
like I opened up the PDFs and I was like, oh, okay, like she's not playing around.
I remember when I was at Martini's, the guy on the piano, I guess this is 20 years ago, he says, you want to do a little karaoke? I go, sure. And I said, I'll sing I Left My Heart in San Francisco. He's like, go ahead. I go, you got the words? He's like, you know them. So luckily I did. But last question for you. Talk about Barry Lloyd, because he's the guy tickling the ivories, right?
Lloyd.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, Jan Wall just sort of wrapped it, like, summed it up. Like, every time someone says Barry Lloyd, usually the answer is, I love Barry Lloyd. He's just the most incredible musician.
Oh.
He has a degree in acting. He has a degree in, obviously, you know, music. He also has... I'm not sure if he has a degree, but he's got a background playing harpsichord, concertina, a whole bunch of really cool, like, old instruments that you've never heard of. He's the most incredible singer, amazing actor. He also was a professional ballet dancer when he was younger.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that. Wow.
That was news to me, too. I just found that out. So he's really a Renaissance man. He can do it all. And then a terrific coach, really patient, really well-versed in all sorts of genres, like opera, musical theater, you know, cabaret. He's an incredible storyteller. He's a great song interpreter. So,
well,
I hate
to cut you off, but we're out of time.
Okay.
Everybody make sure to check out Live at Martini's, Carly Ozard and Fran. Go to CarlyOzard.com. Coming up here in a couple days. Tickets, $16 cash. Check it out. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you, Carly.
Bye,
I love my
soonies.
Bye, honey.
All right, good stuff. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. Come back on the other side.